This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And joining me on the phone this morning from the Pirate Toy Fund is Otto Harnsfinger. Good morning, Otto. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us here on Rock Talk. I know you guys are coming off a busy season, but I think you guys are always busy, you know, with the holidays and toys and helping out kids in need and everything.
We are. We're all year round. People don't realize we give out toys 12 months a year.
And tell us about that. If somebody's not familiar, Otto, why do you do it? When do you do it? How do you do it?
Well, it started almost 28 years ago with Gary the Happy Pirate and Dave and Lori Simonetti. And it was all over their little daughter, Christy, who was in the hospital fighting cancer. And she befriended Gary the Happy Pirate, who would go up to the hospital and do shows. And when she passed, one of the things she did in the hospital was she gets so many toys, she hand them out to the other kids. So her parents and Gary the Happy Pirate formed the Pirate Toy Fund. And the first year, they gave out about 300 toys. Last year, we gave out over 32,000 toys to 98 program partners free of charge. And it goes to kids in the hospital, kids at the Red Cross. We started a program, Toys on Patrol, where every law enforcement agency in Monroe County has toys in the trunk of their car. So if they go to a domestic and there's a child involved, they hand them a toy just so they don't think it's the end of the world.
Right, and what a great way for them to, you know, to connect in a positive way, for sure.
It is. And the kids, we even put them in the Monroe County Jail where a child has to go visit a loved one. You know, it breaks down a lot of barriers and makes the event a little less stressful for the child.
Sure. No, that makes sense. Again, we are speaking with Otto. He's the executive director at the Pirate Toy Fund. And Otto, I think you mentioned, did you mention Kids for Kids? Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on for the kids. We're even starting our own junior board of directors.
Oh, my gosh.
It's from ninth grade to seniors. We're having a board of directors who knows more about social media than high school kids. And we're going to pick their brain about fundraising and get involved with the Pirate Toy Fund. So we just got a bunch of applicants in, and we're just about to kick that off hopefully next month and have our first meeting with them. But it's all about giving back to the community. It's all about helping a child in need. And we do Rochester, New York, upstate. We do a couple of adjoining counties. But your toys stay local. You give them to us, and they go to the agencies here that need them most.
You know, it's that time of year, right? It's after Christmas and the holidays, Otto, and you guys are still collecting toys. So if somebody wants to make a donation, can they bring it down to your location downtown, or how do they do that?
There's a box at every mall, so you can go to any mall and drop it off. There's a box at the Strong Museum of Play, and we do collect all year round, and we do give them out all year round. We do a lot of things with camp, the Sunshine Camp, you know, kids with disability camps. So we do a Daystar Camp Good Days. We help a lot of agencies that are helping the kids. So, again, the power of a toy. I remember starting this organization 19 years ago. I was playing Santa and going into a little girl's room at the hospital. And for one moment, that toy took her pain away.
Aww.
And I got sold on the power of a toy. It works. It helps a child heal. So ever since then, I've been involved. And when Gary the Happy Pirate retired, I put in for his position. And they messed up and they hired me. So I've been here since, you know, but it's a great organization. Our board of directors are all there by heart. You know, they're all volunteers. They all work and help set up for events and everything. So you can't beat a greater bunch of people.
Well, no, I think they picked the right person, Otto, because you've been with the organization. You've seen, as you said, the power of what that toy can do for a sick or a needy child that is struggling. And you know, a lot of folks may not realize that, you know, over at Galisano's or another hospital, kid dealing with unthinkable thing, you know, like cancer or something like that, and that toy allowing them to escape, right?
It does. And we just, and then December, we partner with the Blue Cross Arena, who lets us use the facility for free, the county, who has the list of kids in poverty, and we put on, by invitation only, a Christmas party for these kids. They get to come down to the Blue Cross. We have characters. They get to see Santa arts and crafts and games and stuff. And then they get to pick out any toy, a book, a stuffed animal, which they don't normally get a chance to do that. So that we get to see firsthand the reaction on a child's face when they get to pick out anything they want.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine. Yeah.
It is. It takes a little time because their eyes open up and they just want to take it all in. But I'm telling you, it's a great event we did. If we couldn't do it without the county this year, the city's been involved with us, too. So it's a great how this community comes together to help the community.
Do you think you'll continue doing that next year?
Yes, it was during COVID, we had to revamp it a little. We even had to cancel it. But yeah, we're hoping to do it every year. It's around before Christmas at the Blue Cross. And again, it's by invitation only because they have the list of kids that are really in poverty, which, you know, they don't normally get this kind of treatment, let's say. So they get to come and have a Christmas party with us, which is a lot of fun.
And again, going back to what we were talking about before, what a great escape for a kid that's, you know, sadly, so many children in the city of Rochester living in or under poverty, and allowing them to just leave that behind for a minute, come have some holiday fun with you guys. That is a special thing. Did you dress up as Santa, Otto?
I did not. One of my board members did. I have done that in the past, but PJ, he loves doing it. He does a great job with it. And we had Elsa, and we had the princesses there. We had Elmo there. We had Rudolph. It's so much fun for the kids. It really is.
That's fantastic. I love it. We are speaking with Otto, the executive director over at the Pirate Toy Fund, and folks at the Pirate Toy Fund always working to collect toys. And you mentioned COVID and everything, Otto, and I'm wondering, are things kind of back to normal now as far as, you know, the fundraisers go? I know a lot of times maybe if you work at Paychex or Wegmans or one of the other big companies, they want to help you guys with a toy fund. Are they able to do that again?
Yeah, Wegmans this year, and I understand, they had to pull out due to COVID because by them collecting our toys, it puts a lot of the public in contact with their employees, and they had to protect everybody. So for the last couple of years, this year they came back strong. Wegmans has been part of the toy fund since we started almost 28 years ago.
Wow.
So Wegmans has been, yeah, they've been by our side. We couldn't do it without them. I'm telling you, they're a big supporter of ours. They help us all year round. Anytime we need something, they're there for us. So I can't give enough kudos to them because they've been great.
If somebody is listening, though, and they're a part of, and they want to help you guys out, they can go to your website, or how do they go about starting maybe a toy drive if they want to do one to help you?
Yeah, we do third-party toy drives all year round. You can go to piratetoyfund.org. You can sign up there. You can call our office at 271-5519. If we're not there, please leave a message, and you can donate online. You can volunteer online because we do a lot of events throughout the year that we do need volunteers, especially the one that's coming up. We need a lot of volunteers. But yeah, that's one way you can help out the toy fund.
You guys are working on a special big snowball fight, a world record attempt there, right?
It is. It's a Guinness World Record attempt. The record, I think, is held by Canada, I think 7,681. So we're trying to get 8,000 people to come out and throw a snowball. It could be a one-year-old. It could be a 100-year-old. Just come out. We're going to have music throughout the day. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be activities for families, horse-drawn wagon rides. It's going to be so much fun. But you have to shuttle to that location. So you have to go to worldslargestsnowballfight.com. It will show you the shuttle locations. It shows you how to register, because we like to have people register so we can keep a running count where we're at. And if we need to have a big push at the end, we can. But we're hoping the community comes strong and break this record.
That would be fantastic. Now, where is it actually going to be? So you're going to shuttle folks in, but where will they actually gather everybody?
It's in the town of Chilai. And again, David Dunning, the town supervisor in Chilai, Michael Slattery is also on the board there. Those two have been phenomenal for the Pirate Toy Fund. They're giving us 48 acres on Archer Road.
Oh, yeah.
The Sheriff's Department and all the law enforcement involved in Monroe County to help us pull this off. There's going to be a warming tent. There's going to be, again, food trucks everywhere. It's going to be an event where families can just come out, spend the day, have some fun. The record's supposed to be broken around 11-ish till noon-ish once we get everybody in. And then there's an adjudicator coming from Guinness to certify the count. So he'll be here that day. And if we do break the record, he will give us our certificate that day, which is very exciting. So we're hoping we can do it.
This big snowball fight world record attempt is, again, coming up on Saturday, February 18th. And if you want to get involved, just go to the website, which is, what is it again, Otto?
You can go to worldslargestsnowballfight.com or ptfsnowballfight.com. It'll bring you right to the webpage where you can register, sign up, and see the activities. There's going to be music playing all day, like I say. There's going to be some kid bands in the morning. The Happy Pirates are going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun for the families to come out and do that. And again, we're trying to get any age, as long as they can pick up a snowball and throw it, it will be counted.
Is it a fundraiser for the Pirate Toy Fund as well?
Yeah, well, it's a free event. The fundraising's coming in from some of the sponsors are donating money to offset, because we had to pay Guinness X amount of dollars to use their licensing. We have to rent the tents, and there's a lot of under, you know, behind the scene things we have to do. So we have some sponsors covering that cost. But for the public, it's free to attend.
Now, are you going to have a snowball in each hand, or?
Well, I'm going to try. I got some people who are hunting me down, so I don't know if I'm going to come in as a big clear bubble. I think so. Nobody can really hit me.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. I'm hoping we get 8,000 people so we can hold that record and nobody can take that away from Rochester, the County of Monroe, the town of Chilai. I mean, the mayor's involved, the county exec's involved. County exec already got into Adam Bella throwing snowballs at me, so I got to get some revenge on him on that day. So you got to wear your hard hat, maybe. We're going to get even.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast. It's like I said, we're hoping to have so many people, so many activities. There's going to be a snowman building contest. I believe there's a tug of war. There's going to be so many activities. I think we're going to have an ice sculptor or a wood carver there. So things that people enjoy. And the best part, there's going to be a hot chocolate cart there. So anybody wants coffee or hot chocolate, they're going to be there. So that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's key because it could be cold that day on February 18th. But you guys will warm it up with 8,000 people gathered together. That's a lot of body heat.
We're hoping. We got some plans in place. If we have to haul snow in, we do have a snowmaking machine if the temperatures are a certain temperature. But we're going to pull it off one way or the other. We're going to be there on the 18th.
That's awesome. Now, are people registering individually or also teams for the snowball fight, Otto?
They can. We just need to know individually. You could sign up a group, but we need to know how many people are in your group. Again, we're trying to get a count before the event to see where we stand. So a week or 2 weeks out, if we have to make another big, huge media push, we will. Because, we get one shot at this. We don't get our money refunded from Guinness. It's just for this one shot. If we want to do it again, we have to pay again. So we're hoping everybody comes out and helps us pull this off.
And again, just go to the website to register, which is World's Largest Snowball Fight, right?
Yeah, .com. And you'll see where the shuttle locations are. There's buses running all from every location, multiple buses. So we'll get you in. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be, I think we're going to have a huge bonfire there too, so people can be around the bonfire also. So it's going to be a great family event, really is. What a better way to bring the community together when there's so much negativity out there. We can do something really positive and fun.
No, I love that for sure. We're all about that here at Legends, trying to focus on the positive and escape the craziness. And you can support the Pirate Toy Fund while you do so with their big snowball fight world record attempt coming up on February 18th. And Otto, again, we've been talking with the executive director, Otto, from the Pirate Toy Fund, and why it is so special to give toys to their cause and everything. And Otto, I'm just thinking, again, you guys give year round, which I feel like a lot of folks don't realize that it's not just Christmas time or the holidays. You guys give year round.
We do. There's special needs camps that we give to. And again, Camp Good Days and Special Times, we give to their camp. Daystars all year round, we give toys to them. And these are all kids with disabilities and special needs. Let me ask you this. Do you remember your favorite toy when you were a kid?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for sure. I remember that I had my favorite thing, and this is how you know I'm a Star Wars geek, was the Millennium Falcon that I had from Star Wars, Otto.
See, that's the part I love about it, because I love my Slinky. Granted, I broke it within 30 seconds of having it. It got bent or whatever. But everybody remembers their favorite toy. And that's the power of that toy. And to help a child that's really sick in the hospital or somebody with special needs, and I'm telling you, it's priceless just to see the reaction on their faces when they do get a toy and they do get to play with it. So that's what we're all about. It's helping those kids, just go through life, have a blast.
Now you got me going down memory lane. I'm thinking about, I think my second favorite would have been my bike, or, I had a little kid's bike when I was really little, and just I was up and down the driveway constantly in that bike.
And I didn't realize that until I first started this like 19 years ago. And just again, that one little girl who was sick, for that one moment, you took her pain away. It was all about that toy. So that's what we live by. That's what our board is phenomenal. A lot of them been there for years, and they do a great job. We have three of our board members that went through all this training and had to be vaccinated and stuff, and they go into Golisano's Children's Hospital and hand out our toys to the kids twice a week, and they love it. They can't get enough of it. Thanks for Golisano allowing us to do that at the hospital, but that goes to show how far our board members go to make it right, and have fun with the kids.
You guys are a team, from the board to you and your staff and volunteers. Your heart is all there to try and help out as many children as you can.
It is. And they do, again, that's the best of the best. We do what we do, and we do it well, I believe. And it's all about the child. It's all about getting that toy to that child. Again, we have 98 program partners right now.
Wow.
We have about eight program partners in waiting, which will probably be, you know, they goes to the committee after the snowball fight. And if we, again, we got to make sure we have enough merchandise to help those program partners. But I got a feeling we're going to be over 100 program partners coming this year. And that's all free of charge. Every toy goes to them free of charge. It's all because of the community's donations, our toy drive. And again, Rochester, Buffalo, these guys are great in donating. Syracuse, they help when the chips are down. These communities come together to help those. Look what happened with Hamlin in Buffalo and his organization.
Yeah.
When he was down, that kid's going to do so much good with what he got. I mean, that is amazing. And that goes with what it's all about, is helping the kids when you can.
It's wonderful, like you mentioned there with Damar Hamlin, seeing the community come together. And I'm grateful every day that, you know, that Rochester is such a giving community. And most people do want to give back any way they can. And we mentioned earlier, Otto, you guys are looking for volunteers for, are you looking for the snowball fight or other upcoming events you have?
Yeah, we do. We have our toy sort this weekend. I think we might have the volunteers covered. Because per our 501c3, we have to count every toy in as income, and then we sort them, and when they come over to the warehouse, it's easier to put them on the shelf. And Corrigan Trucking, who's been phenomenal, they pick up all our toys from Wegmans and the malls throughout the season, and they let us use their dock and their warehouse to do all our sorting and counting and stuff. So they've been with us for years, and we couldn't do it without them. So, but the snowball fight, we need about a couple hundred volunteers. 100 is going to be used around the field per, you know, Guinness Book of World Records. They have to witness anybody who's not throwing a snowball and document that, and that gets subtracted. And then we have the Bonadio group, which they're volunteering their auditing services for free for this event. So all that has to go through them and then goes through Guinness, and then they get the final count. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that has to be done per Guinness to acquire this record, but we need volunteers for that. So please, you can go right to that world record, World's Largest Snowball Fight.com, and you can register as a volunteer. You can register as just to throw a snowball and come out and have fun. So that's the best way to do it.
Awesome. We'll do for sure. Looking forward to it. And again, the Snowball Fight World Record Attempt coming up on Saturday, February 18th. But head to the website now to get registered in more details. And thanks for joining me this morning, Otto. Appreciate it.
So, thank you. I'm hoping to see you out there doing your show right from the snowball fight.
I it sounds good to me. A cup of hot chocolate in my hand, snowball in the other hand, and doing the show, you know?
I'll hook you up with the snow, I promise.
Okay. Thank you, Otto. You're the best, man.
Thank you, sir. You have a great one.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.